Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 21st of March, 2011. It's the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, Eisenach, Germany, 1685. He came from a musical family. Both his parents died by the time he was 10. He was taken in by his older brother, an organist, taught him to play keyboard instruments. Sang in the boys' choir by the time he was 18, got his first job as a church organist. Bach often got in trouble. He got into fights with people, had a short temper, had a habit of wandering off to nearby towns to hear other famous organists. He was the court organist at Weimar for several years, wasn't happy there, tried to resign. The Duke had him thrown into prison for a month. Moved to Leipzig, where he worked for the rest of his life and composed his major works, despite all the difficulties he had. Wrote The Passion According to St. Matthew, the Mass in B minor, the Goldberg Variations. It's the birthday of Ved Mehta, born in Lahore, India, now in Pakistan, in 1934. Got a form of meningitis when he was 4, which caused him to go blind. Left India at the age of 15, attended the Arkansas School for the Blind, then Pomona and Harvard University, where he met William Shawn, the editor of The New Yorker, who hired him as a staff writer. Author of many books, including most recently All for Love, a memoir about his love affairs with 4 different women. And it's the birthday of a writer who loved the suburbs, Phyllis McGinley, born in Ontario, Oregon, 1905, who wrote in her poem Suburbia to Thee, I Sing, deluded people that we are, we do not realize how mediocre it all seems. I think that someday people will look back on our way of life with nostalgia and respect. In a world of terrible extremes, it will stand out as the important medium, suburbia, of thee I sing. Here's a poem for the first day of spring, lines from the long poem by William Wordsworth, Ode on Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood. There was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. It is not now, as it hath been of yore. Turn wheresoe'er I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen, I now can see no more. The rainbow comes and goes, and lovely is the rose. The moon doth with delight look round her when the heavens are bare. Waters on a starry night are beautiful and fair. The sunshine is a glorious birth, but yet I know, where'er I go, that there hath passed away a glory from the earth. What though the radiance which was once so bright be now forever taken from my sight, though nothing can bring back the hour of splendor in the grass, of glory in the flower, we will grieve not, rather find strength in what remains behind, in the primal sympathy which having been must ever be, in the soothing thoughts that spring out of human suffering, in the faith that looks through death, in years that bring the philosophic mind. Wrote William Wordsworth in his Ode on Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.